This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From our Wealth and Poverty Desk now, a story about a strike that's been going on down in Houston, Texas for the past couple of weeks. Janitors, hundreds of them, office cleaning crews mostly, are asking for a raise from $8.35 to $10 an hour over the next 3 years. Janitors in Houston, it turns out, are some of the lowest paid in the country, but the offices that they clean belong to some of the richest companies in the world. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark went down to Houston to talk to some of the people who work in the same offices but have very different lives.
Skyscrapers in Houston, like most skyscrapers, are places where janitors and the people whose offices they clean are kind of like ships passing in the night.
Just hello in the elevator.
Hello, how are you doing? Fine, thanks, bye.
They keep different hours, often speak different languages, so the distance between janitors and office workers makes sense. But it's weird, too. Every day they walk or vacuum the same carpet. They breathe or deodorize the same air. They even look at or dust the same pictures.
This is my grandbaby, her mom and dad.
¿Ellos hacen lo mismo que yo?
That last voice is Lorenza Delgado, a janitor at Wells Fargo Plaza in downtown Houston. She says when she sees those photos of smiling families on the desks she cleans, she smiles. Thinks to herself, the people who work at those desks, they're just like me.
They love their families and they're working to provide a better future for them. That's why they keep them close.
Delgado's sitting in her hot, tiny living room in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Houston, and every surface is covered with pictures of her daughter, 6-year-old Leonarda. Two above the couch.
Leonarda, Leonarda.
A bunch more perched on a little table.
Leonarda, Leonarda.
Leonarda at her preschool graduation. Leonarda standing next to a model rocket ship.
Muchas Leonardas.
Delgado runs through those images every night on her commute to work. 2.5 hours round trip by bus. But her family, her childcare issues, that stuff didn't come up in the quick interactions she'd have with office workers while she was cleaning. Until a few years ago, when she met a woman on the 53rd floor.
Erika.
Erica Vasquez. I'm an administrative assistant. The first time I met Lorenza, I was working a late night and she came around to, you know, take out the trash. So I just started talking to her.
Vasquez speaks Spanish, but their conversations had to be brief. With so many offices to clean, Delgado literally runs through the halls to get it all done. Still, in passing exchanges, little things have come out that give Vasquez a better picture of Delgado's life. Take the recyclables everyone thought the building was sorting. Turns out, Delgado was collecting them.
She would take the cans and get money for the cans to at least pay a bill or something. The amount she makes barely pays enough to pay the rent.
Not to mention food or school supplies or Delgado's diabetes meds. The $12,000 that Delgado makes a year is well below the poverty line for a family of two.
It's not fair. They work so hard, get paid so little. I don't know how she does it.
Vasquez tried to get Delgado a higher-paying job cleaning rooms at a hospital, but there wasn't a good bus route there. As for Vasquez's bigger question of what's fair when it comes to pay,
no justice.
That's exactly what striking janitors like Delgado are trying to get office workers in Houston to think about. They've been holding daily marches in front of towers owned by companies like Exxon, Shell, and J.P. Morgan Chase. They say if Houston's corporate skyline is booming, why are they paid so little?
There was a demonstration outside my window. It was quite loud.
Drew Wellner is a lawyer who works in a downtown skyscraper. He's gotten to know some of the janitors who work in his office.
They're very hardworking people. They're always very nice. But I don't know that cleaning the offices of people who make more money necessarily correlates into what they should be making.
But for most of the 20th century, that's how it worked, according to University of Massachusetts economist Aaron Dubay.
Used to be the case that regardless if the person was a CEO or the person who cleaned the CEO's office, when the company was doing better, everyone tended to do a little bit better. That has changed.
One of the main reasons that's changed, Dubay says, is this. Today, if you're a janitor, you probably don't work for the owners of the building you clean. Instead, you work for and collectively bargain with subcontractors, national and multinational cleaning companies, all vying to be the lowest bidders for their customers, the buildings.
You end up becoming hired by a middleman. That makes it easier for, let's say, a building owner to not have to pay higher wages when their profits are doing pretty well.
Which brings us to another conversation a janitor recently had with not exactly the person who works in the building she cleans, but the CEO of the company the building is named after.
Mr. Diamond, thank you for appearing today.
J.P. Morgan Chase is the third biggest owner of buildings where Houston janitors work. And last month, the man who runs J.P. Morgan Chase happened to be testifying before Congress.
I think you've made about $19 billion in 2011 thereabout. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
In a union publicity stunt after Jamie Dimon's testimony, a janitor named Adriana Vasquez walked up to him. She cleans J.P. Morgan Chase Tower in Houston, and she says she had a question.
Mr. Dimon, you make the billions of dollars every year. Why do you deny the people cleaning your buildings a living wage?
Dimon told her to call his office. She's still waiting to hear back. When I called Chase and the other major building owners in Houston to ask about janitors' wages, I got answers like this.
Hey, Chrissy, this is Greg Hassel at Chase calling you back. Don't have a comment for this one.
Chrissy, hi. Patrick McKinn calling with ExxonMobil. We're really not interested in being in your story at all. We don't like getting involved in things that we don't have anything to do with.
I mean, you know, at a certain level, does Jamie Dimon know what that person is making? Of course not.
Here's Aaron Dubay again, the economist. He says Chase, Exxon, the other companies that dominate the Houston skyline, it's not like they're directly dictating the terms of janitors' pay, but they hire the contractors who do. And there's another simpler way that Chases and the Exxons of the world are connected to the janitors.
Every employee, including their CEO, presumably needs to use the bathroom. And when they go into the bathroom, it has to be clean. This is a very basic necessity that is filled. You know, they can't work in an office overrun with trash.
When I work in the floors, I always look in the pictures and I'm always imagining, wow, there are so many happy faces.
A janitor named Hernan Trujillo started cleaning offices soon after graduating from high school to help pay for his mom's medical bills when she got sick. And when he looks at the photos on the desks he cleans, there's one that always gets to him.
The one that it's always making me sad is, sorry. The kid is graduated from college. And, sorry. That was one of my parents' dreams.
That's why janitors in Houston are striking, Trujillo says. If they got paid even a little more, enough to make ends meet and save a bit at the end of the month, it's the sort of thing that could maybe help families like his send their kids to college, like in those pictures on the desks he cleans. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.